What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Anyways, let's get into it. I want to talk about TSA. Really, really, really want to talk about TSA. And guess what? I'm going to talk about TSA. TSA be tripping. I just want y'all to know they be tripping. So anyway, we did have a wonderful, wonderful time. I am back at home from our trip to Florida. So anywho, we all leaving. Everybody is getting messages from their airlines. They need to be at the airport at least 3 hours early because TSA was going to be backed up. I didn't get a message like that from Delta. But my sister got it. My daughter got it. And she flew United. And of course, my sister, my son, and my niece, they all flew Frontier. So yes, they received the message. And I'm also going to talk about Frontier because they ain't right. But my nephew, he flew Avelo, which they ain't right either. But that's neither here nor there because they finna leave the airport anyway. But as we're going on about our business, my son leaves first. He leaves at 3:30 in the morning. Him and his little fam, they take the car back to the rental car place. It is probably closer to 4 at this time. Their flight leaves at 6. And guess what? They cannot drop off the car. What? They cannot drop that car off until 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay? 5. So he doubles back and he drops his woman off at the airport and the children's so that they could go ahead and go through because, you know, his thought process was good. It was like my daughter's thought process. If I miss it, it's easier to buy one flight versus 4. So they go on through and he has to wait until he could drop the car off. He ends up calling the Uber, had the Uber like, hey, come get me at 5 o'clock. The Uber was there. He got to the airport in about 10 minutes. He had to wait in that TSA line. So about 5:35, he was like, I made it through TSA. Their flight was supposed to take off at 6, but praise God, he made it to the airline. And he was able to get to his gate and board his plane. So I was so excited about that. Like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because I'm like, what are we doing this instance? You know what I'm saying? Because TSA line, he said they were like, it's almost a 30 minute wait. Like, what? But, and then he said when he got up close to the TSA where they check you to go through the detector, he saw the people, the other folks who was dropping off their cars at the end of the TSA line. I pray that they made their flights, which I don't know. If they had a 6 o'clock flight, they didn't make that. So my daughter and I, we left for a little after 5, around 5:15-ish, got to the airport. We're on two totally different sides of B in Orlando, which is crazy because I had time to kill. She had time to kill. Her flight didn't take off till 9:25. My flight didn't board until 11. So we get to the airport. It's like 5:30 in the morning. So she checks her bag. Now, we have been walking so much on Sunday. My knee was killer. It was hurting so bad. So then we ended up, I was supposed to ice it that night, but I didn't. But I ended up walking on down to Delta to check my bag. Anywho, they was like, you need to take your bag downstairs to the first floor because we can only check bags up here if your flight leaves within the 3 hour time frame. Other than that, you have to take your bag to the first floor and check it down there because they check up to 6 hours early. So, okay, no problem. Go down to the sixth floor because, you know, I don't care. I got time to kill. I'm letting anybody who wants to go in front of me go in front of me because I'm not in no rush. Go down to the first floor. Ghost town. Only thing down there is the rental car places. Nobody to check my bag. So I go back up the elevator to the second floor and I talk to the lady at the information desk and I'm like, hey, I need to find the person to check my bag on the first floor for Delta, da da da. She said, oh, they're there. I know what you're talking about. If you go down to the first floor and you go to your right when you get off of the elevator, they're back over there. Okay, let's try this again. I go back down there. Crickets. There is nobody there unless they identify as transparent. Those people were clearly absent. So I go back upstairs to the third floor, tell the girl who's working the bag line for Delta. I don't even know what her title is because she's literally standing in the right where you would go in to get in that line to check your bag. She's standing there like, hold up, wait up, come here. What time your flight leave? Oh, we can't check your bag yet. Or go here, go there. So anyway, I tell her, listen, those people ain't down there. I couldn't check my bag. You sure they supposed to be there? Nobody is there. And I gave her the whole spiel, went to the second floor, went back down, whatever. So she was like, well, go over there and let them know and see what they say. Okay, whatever. The lady was like, oh, we'll check your bag. No prob, right? Cool beans. Check my bag. That's what we do. So I go through the TSA line and they're like, this wait is 15 to 29 minutes. 15 to 29 minutes? Oh my gosh. I gotta stand for 15 to 29 minutes on a bum knee. This knee was hurting so bad. I was like, see, it's times like this that make me say, yeah, I'm ready. Let's get this surgery. Let's get this done. Because, you know, this is affecting my quality of life. But anywho, so I get all the way up to, I'm the next person that TSA is going to say next. And I go up there to show my driver's license and all that kind of good stuff. So by the time I'm the next person in line, they're like, hold them. Okay, mind you, I'm not in a big hurry because my flight don't board till 11. So I'm cool. But I just didn't want to stand up because my knee hurt. Anyway, we stood there for about 5 to 10 minutes before they started allowing people to go through again. Went through. It was all good. Got to the airline. It was cool. But I'm just saying, TSA make you wait for what? Because the lines are backed up? Like, people, come on. There are so many people trying to catch their flight and you're making them late. They there early, but you're making them late. So anyway, now it's time for my sister to leave. Now, remember, I said she flew Frontier. The line was long for TSA, but it was cool. Her plane left at 3:00. She said, now, Frontier charges $81. $81 to check a bag. What? You can buy a ticket for $67, but you got to pay $81 to check your bag to and from? You might as well go ahead and get you a ticket from Delta, United, or American and get some free snacks on the plane. Because you ain't getting none of that on Frontier. But you know what? Those are lessons learned. And then, like, my sister was 4 pounds over because they got a weight limit. 4 pounds over. And they like, well, do you want to pay extra? Their extra is another $81. What? She was like, y'all can kiss my ass. I'm not doing that. So my sister is a fire sign and she got real spicy on this day, like real spicy. I was rolling when she was telling me the story. So anyways, I was unaware until like my sister was telling us this in our group chat that my son's little wifey She was a pound and a half over, and they wanted to charge her $81. Like, get out of here. Make it make sense. So, TSA, Frontier, get y'all's whole life together. I feel like Frontier is a money-making scheme. It's a little pyramid going on because you can get you a ticket for $47, but then you got to pay for $81. You don't get a carry-on item for free. You got to pay for that. Like, come on, man. Ridiculous. And then here's the other part. Like, my grandkids are 7 and 3. Why did they have to pay $81 for a check bag? No, not even worth it. I flew Delta. My check bag was free. So anyway, that was that. Y'all, I should be asleep because I got to get up in the morning. I'm having my cataract surgery on my left eye. I'm so excited, but I'm nervous at the same time. So I had to do 2 pods in 1. Pods, get it? Short for a podcast. So anyway, because I was going to tell you about my cataract. So I am having cataract surgery on the left eye tomorrow. We'll get the right eye done on the 13th. I'll come back and let you know how the healing process is going, what it feels like, and all of that kind of good stuff. Because, like I said, I'm excited because I'm going to be able to see clear again. But I'm nervous because they want to put me in a twilight sleep. That means they got to give me some anesthesia. And I just don't know where they're going to try to go get this vein. And I just can't. I can't. But I'll let y'all know how that goes. But yeah, we're back. We had a good time. TSA, Frontier, get your life together. And my suggestion is to fly another airline if you can, if your pockets allow you to. Because when you think about it, it's just going to add up to the same thing with Frontier. I mean, as a regular ticket, you know. So just think about it. And yeah, I'm not a travel agency, so I can't tell you what's going to be best. And I'm definitely not in your pocket, so I can't dictate how you spend your money. But just think about it, see if you can figure it out. If you know you got to pay $81 to and from to check a bag. Ridiculous. But anyway, yes, like I was saying, TSA and Frontier, get y'all's whole life together. Your girl's about to go to sleep so she can get up and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for this procedure tomorrow. It's probably why I'm not asleep because I'm nervous. Yeah. Anyways, I'm about to go to sleep. Y'all stay safe out there and stay healthy. And as always, activate your faith. Thank you.